Modern day life can be hard to navigate, but even a simple homestead life can be, well, not so simple. In the Choosing Simple podcast, I, Amy Fuel, your host, will talk to you about embracing raw emotions and real life in moments of motherhood, womanhood, and this simple homesteading lifestyle. Simplicity doesn't just happen. It's a choice we have to make every single day. So whether you're a tired mama washing dishes at 11 p.m., or a woman gardener battling bugs and pulling weeds with your earbuds in, this podcast is for you. Let's talk about real life. Let's talk about choosing simple. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. I'm so happy to have you here. As I say time and time again, this podcast and recording it is one of my favorite things to do because it allows me to get more in-depth thoughts down and out rather than sitting down for hours upon hours and trying to write a blog post and do citations and resources and all that stuff. And this is just me talking to you. And this week, this topic is, it's very close to me, and it's a conversation that I've had with so many people over the last month. And, you know, so many people have come into the homesteading lifestyle to find healing, and not just healing physically, but, healing mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And they're finding that getting into the garden, getting their hands dirty, learning old-time skills, and truly focusing on the home and their family is bringing them a peace and a healing that they never knew could exist in just a change in life. And so today, the topic that we are talking about is called Forgiving Requires Forgetting. And essentially, we are talking about how a lot of the things, the issues, we live in the past a lot. And in order to move forward, in order to allow that healing to begin, we have to really embrace forgiveness. And of course, there is that age-old thing saying where we say you can forgive but not forget. And actually, that's completely false and completely unbiblical. And so I want to unpackage it for you today. And I encourage you that if you are dealing with some bitterness in your life, a lot of times it stems from unforgiveness. And so if there's some emotions or bitterness or jealousy or envy or hate or anything in your life that could be hindering you from total liberation and healing, I really encourage you to take a look at your heart and see if there might be some unforgiveness floating around in there. Because recently God has been dealing with my heart and helping me understand the places that I need to forgive and forget. Now, I've been through quite a few instances in my life, including an instance that was very traumatic for me as a teenager. And it's funny because that hugely traumatic incident, I was able to forgive much easier, maybe because it was so traumatic. But that incident taught me how to forgive. And the way that I was able to forgive was to forget. Isn't that funny how we always say, don't forgive and forget, but really, truly, that's the biblical way to do it. And so we're going to unpackage that a little bit today. And so whether you're dealing with this because of just something simple, like your neighbor lied to you, or it's a more deeper issue, like what I went through as a teenager and young adult of, being a naive woman, being taken advantage of, or anything like that, something so much deeper, this is something you need to hear, even if you don't need it now, but for the future. And so I'm going to start with Isaiah 43:25. And it says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. And so I'm starting with that verse because I want you to see that, you know, God sent his son Jesus on the cross. And what happens when he forgives our sins? You know, we're spotless, right? We God literally forgets our sins. He forgets them, because if he didn't forget them, then there would be no holiness and no grace and no mercy. So God isn't up there like, okay, I forgive you today, but tomorrow I'm going to bring back up this issue and make you feel guilty about it, even after you've repented and turned from that. Well, that's not God, that's Satan, because there is no condemnation in God. And it's really important to remember that. If you, maybe your forgiveness issue is with you, yourself. If you are feeling, there's a difference between feeling convicted and feeling condemned. And condemnation says, I'm not good enough. I did something horrible. There is no forgiveness here. Or I'm just a horrible person. Condemnation is brought back up over and over and over again and thrown in your face every single time you fall down, even if it's not even about a similar situation. Where conviction is something that the Holy Spirit really brings up and talks to you about and says, hey, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And maybe you should just try a little bit better next time. So there's a really big difference. Oftentimes conviction will happen when you say a word and you instantly feel like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or when you're doing something you know you're not supposed to do, but you still do it anyhow, and you have that nagging voice, you know. So there's a big difference, and I think it's really important for us to understand that. But I want to go into the next scripture to prove to you that God truly forgets our sins and almost puts them behind, doesn't even bring them back out, right? Isaiah 38:18. This is when Hezekiah, after a time of illness and recovery, he was kind of going through that and talking, and he says, surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Isn't that amazing? All of your sins behind his back. He doesn't even see it anymore, right? It's not there. It's gone. And Ephesians 4:30-32 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Uh-oh, see, now this is where it gets real, because God just said that we have to forgive other people the way that he forgives us. And what did I just tell you? God forgets our sin. When we ask for forgiveness, when we are under repentance, when we do that simply by the blood of the Lamb and those processes, God forgets our sin. He puts them out of his sight. He doesn't see them anymore. And so maybe we've been doing it all wrong. You know, a lot of people think, well, how do I forgive? How do I forgive someone when we've gone through so much, or when they hurt me so bad, or how do I forgive myself for those bad things I did? That thing I said that I didn't mean. How do I forgive myself when I've asked for forgiveness from someone else and they don't want to give me forgiveness? You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, I didn't pull it out for this specific podcast, where it says, if you can't forgive someone else, then you can't be forgiven. Ouch. That's a tough one, right? But let me assure you, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. And if you are holding on to some kind of unforgiveness in your heart, and you're just letting it hang out there, you're like, you know what, I don't know how to forgive. Eventually it'll go away one day. No, forgiveness is an action. And that action requires you to truly forgive that person. And then it's sealed and finished when you forget. And you're thinking, well, how do I forget something that happened to me? There's also a scripture in the Bible where we are told to hold every thought captive. I've talked about that a lot on this podcast. When that thought, when that memory pops into your head, you say, no, nope, I'm not going to think about it. And eventually, this is the key, I'm telling you, eventually it trains your mind to not think about it anymore. Now, that won't say there won't be the various occasions, you know, maybe once every 5 years where it pops up or someone brings it up. But it does mean that you are actively choosing to forgive. You're choosing every day not to think about it. You're not choosing to forgive over and over and over again. You've already done that. And now you just have to act on that and choose to forget every single day. And I want to tell you, please allow God to show you the places of unforgiveness in your life, because we have them. We all have them. Whether it's something your spouse said to you that you've been holding on to for 15 years, something a parent said or did, something a friend did or didn't do. And again, maybe it's you. You know, if God can forgive you after you ask for repentance and forgiveness, if God can forget the sins that you've committed and the bad things that you've done, then why can't you? Why can't you? You are no greater than God. There's nothing more incredible about you than God that your opinion matters more. It absolutely does not. But as you allow the Lord to uncover your unforgiveness, you may realize that many other things in your life, many of the things you were miserable about or you were conflicted about, or maybe even the fact that you don't feel like God talks to you. Could it be that you had a filter of unforgiveness between you and God? Between you and someone else. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about the unforgiveness that you might be harboring right now, as hard as it may be. Think about it. And then tell yourself, there's nothing I can do about it except forgive and forget. And right now, you're going to choose to forget it. And tomorrow morning, when you wake up, you're going to choose to forget it. It doesn't exist anymore. You can't remember it because it doesn't exist. Because that sin that that person did against you, it doesn't exist anymore. So you can't go back and say, oh, well, you did this, because they did not. They did not do it. If you choose to forgive it and forget it the way that God forgives us and blots out all of our sin, puts all of our sin behind his back. And as Isaiah said, remembers our sins no more. So imagine waking up tomorrow and reminding yourself, I can't remember that because it didn't happen. Now, I know I'm going to get some emails from people saying, oh, well, you are creating a disaster. You cannot just say nothing happened when it did. I'm not saying that. But if you understand God and the way that his healing works, there's a big difference. I'm not saying you shouldn't seek counseling, but I am saying that if more of us forgave the way that the Bible teaches us to, we all may be in a lot different situations than we are now. Now, I'm not saying you should not hold people accountable. Obviously, if someone has done something extremely wrong, they should be held accountable. But you can choose to move on through forgiveness and forgetting. Just as Ephesians said, just as in Christ God forgave you. Thank you. All right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed sharing it with you because this is truly something that I have to do with certain situations that I've been in, and including recent situations in the last few years that I didn't realize I needed to deal with more. And honestly, for me, it didn't take me going to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. It took me sitting down and getting real with myself and realizing that in order for me to move on with my life and not harbor bitterness, I really just needed to forgive and forget. And forgetting allowed me to move on and get away with all the bitterness and all the malice and rage and anger and slander and every other bad thing that God doesn't want for our lives. And so I wanted to share that with you. Until the next episode, happy homesteading, and don't forget to choose simple.